Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Smith is our guest, our good friend. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Leap, also co-author of The Five Patterns of Extraordinary Careers. He's also in the 3D printing business, right, Rick?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And in fact, I have a new book coming out next year that's focused on the disruption caused by 3D printing.
Well, we expect you to launch that book on this show, Rick, by the way. So
I'd love to do it.
Let us know. So, yeah, we're talking about disruptors, folks, and how your approach to innovation will depend on whether a disruption becomes the thing that lifts you up or mows you down. And you know, Rick, you may not know this, but for probably 8 or 9 years, I've been reporting on the rise of 3D printing with some of my futurists. One in particular, Joel Barker, and I have been. Joel was pointing out the disruptive implications of 3D printing on my show 8 or 9 years ago. So you guys, it's now come to pass, hasn't it?
Well, it's been around for almost 20 years, but predominantly for a rapid prototyping.
And
not really,
and only people who could afford $1 million printer.
Yes, for the most part. I mean, you still, for the last 10 years or so, you've been able to at least get parts or order, some of the lower end, printers to get at least a visual representation
right.
of an object or a part that you're trying
it's
to
become
create.
It's become more democratized. I mean, more and more people can afford one these days, right?
Yeah, well, and the prices have come down and the quality has come up to the point that now what you're seeing is the dramatic growth in end-use part production, where it's actually starting to make a dent in conventional manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where things really, really start to get interesting and the world changes.
So you think that's the point of the spear is in that kind of manufacturing?
Yeah, so, it's interesting with 3D printing. You see, 3D printed kidneys or kneecaps
right.
some of these really sexy scientific things, and yet people look at it and say, well, how does that relate to me? And, I look at it as you see a 3D printed bracket that, that we produce, somebody orders a 40 3D printed brackets at 3:30 in the afternoon, and we get them to their desk by 9:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Those are the real disruptive things.
And those would have been, without a 3D printer, those would have been extruded or
injection molded.
Or injection molded,
Yeah, so you have to create a mold that takes, 6 to 8 weeks to 3 months.
Right.
And then and those are $10,000 to $50,000 to create the mold. So, the first part is cheap, but the mold was $50,000.
Right.
So the 3D printing becomes really
economical. So
a disruptor
of the first line of disruption from a 3D printer would be the die cutter.
Yes, exactly. The mold industry is going to in tooling is going to have significant impacts to it. Mm. And I would say also on the flip side, your listeners, a lot of the entrepreneurs are small business people. What 3D printing enables now is sort of A/B testing or iterations that in the physical world that were only previously sort of enabled in the internet, in the digital world. Where I'll give you an example. We're working with an individual that came up with a new product that you can stick in a guitar and it measures vibration and humidity and temperature over time.
Huh.
Well, as soon as he invented this product, there were, applications in the locomotive industry and
right.
applications in shipping and packaging and all these different things. And every one of them requires a different form factor to put this device in.
Right.
So with 3D printing, he can immediately pivot to all these different opportunities
huh.
in a very inexpensive way that you never could before.
And prototype it and route it in or out in the overnight almost.
Exactly, but even more than that, take the actual product, 3D print the casing, and put it out in the market. You know, beyond prototyping, mm-hmm. you're actually producing products cost effectively in multiple use cases all simultaneously.
And all this because of the concept of 3D printing. What are the different throughputs of 3D printing?
So there's different types of machines that you make. There's some where you use lasers that create really pretty parts, but they don't sort of hold up.
But are they plastic? Are they graphene? Are they resin? What is the throughput?
Predominantly engineering thermoplastic, so hard plastic.
Right.
We're also working with metals. We're just starting to work with graphene, which is almost a miracle stuff.
That's an amazing. That's another one of the innovations then and the new developments that Joel Barker, our futurist, has told us about over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a conductive material. It's flexible, but it's 100 times stronger than steel.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's thin. It's like molecular thin.
Yeah, exactly. They almost call it two-dimensional because it's so thin.
Yeah.
But you can mix it with plastic and now print a conductive part or even a battery inside of another plastic part.
Because it'll transmit electricity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So think of a fan blade that has these little lines of graphene in them that can automatically detect if there's ever damage.
You want to give us a website for the company, Rick?
Cloud DDM, so direct digital manufacturing, but clouddm.com.
Clouddm.com, so check it out, folks. Also, Rick Smith's book, The Leap. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
All right, Graves, great talking to you.
Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.